It's time to rise and shine and get your morning started with Alabama's award-winning morning show.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet the future masters of the human race.
That combination's pretty unstoppable.
Broadcasting live from high atop Alabama's beautiful sand mountain.
I listen to you guys every morning and I just love it.
Unbelievable. I mean, these guys are some of the toughest athletes that there are.
Please welcome your hosts, Barry.
I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
And Holly.
I will have you know that I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body, sir.
Don't you love them?
I love them.
Don't you control. We have a go.
WQSB, that must be a big little finger.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of talent in there.
It's just a little finger.
More than my entire body?
Yeah, wow. Sir. Wow. She says.
That hurts.
You're freezing me out of here. Yeah.
No, it was so hot in here.
You've turned the air on full blast.
Well, Scott had the heat on.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. He was wrapped up.
That's weird. Yeah. Scott, don't turn the heat on.
Yeah. Well, no, it was in the back, but it's still the heat was on in the building. But foggy morning, very foggy. Be careful coming in. Dense fog advisory for a couple of hours. How about the rain yesterday? That was just nasty. Every time I got out of the car, it was raining.
There was so much standing water.
Yes.
Everywhere.
It's like I was jinxed yesterday. I'd get out of the car, it rained. I'd go sit in the house, it was sun to come out. I'd go outside to get in the car, it would rain on me again.
Yeah.
I felt like something was wrong.
Were you controlling the weather yesterday?
I think every time I went outside, it rained on me.
Yeah. Did you wash your car?
No, it handled it for me.
Okay.
At least I maybe got rid of some of the pollen for a day or two.
It's usually when I wash my car, the rain comes.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So. I wish you could get rid of the cicadas. We're coming. Have you heard?
Okay, tell me about this.
Now, we talked about this a few months ago.
Yeah.
This is going to be a year where there's like two broods. I don't know how this works. They're going to emerge from underground. They've been in there for years. How do they stay underground for all these years? I don't understand how this works. But there's two different broods, and they're saying that parts of the U.S. will have trillions with a T emerging, and they're already coming out in South Carolina. Already early.
And
early.
To add to that, we are on the map for the high alert.
They're showing North Alabama will be one of the areas, and especially in the south, that's going to have a high number of cicadas. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And what I saw in the news story is that there's some places that deep fry and batter cicada shells.
Why?
I don't know.
At what point in your life do you say, I'm hungry, I don't even have any bread, any end pieces, I know, I'll eat a cicada.
There's a cicada shell out here.
Might as well cook it.
Got to be full of protein.
Yeah. Nothing like some cicada helper.
So yummy.
On a Friday night. Mom, what's for supper? Well, we got some green beans and some cicada helper.
Do y'all want tuna helper or cicada helper tonight?
But those things are so ugly,
Mommy,
too.
Mommy, can I have a cicada sandwich?
Mom, Timmy ate all the cicada helper.
Ew.
But anyway, they're coming out now already in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
It's going to be, they're not going to hurt anybody, but they're just going to make so much noise.
Yeah, they don't bite or sting.
I think it's a pretty cool noise.
Do
to be
you?
Honest.
It's like...
A few, but not trillions, no.
No, that's overwhelming.
I could deafen you.
Yeah, and like I said, we're on the map to get the highest influx of cicadas. So
just giving you a heads up.
When should we prepare for this?
Today.
Okay.
Get in your cicada shelter. But again, no, they don't harm anything, but they're just noisy.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing them very soon.
Ugly. They're ugly.
They are. I don't know what God was thinking that day when he created the cicadas.
Oh, he said, I'm going to put a hard shell on this one, and it's going to crawl out of it and leave it behind.
It's been like a Friday at 5 and said, there's a cicada.
Here's a cicada.
Right there, boom. I don't know, but that's ugly. But anyway, just giving you a heads up that the things are coming.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, other things you need to know on this Thursday. It's April the 8th, already halfway through another month. April the 18th. What's going on today?
It was on this night in 1775 that Paul Revere made his famous midnight rite saying, the redcoats are coming, the redcoats are coming.
I learned this in school. That's something I remember. I remember that.
You do remember that?
Yeah, I remember that part.
Well, here's a little known fact.
Oh.
The following night, he made a second ride through the city.
I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. He announced to colonists that they could save 15% or more by switching to Geico.
I had no idea. I didn't know that. I guess for their horse, their buggy insurance.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, to give you the info.
Oh, they're horse and buggy insurance. Yeah, I had no idea. And that's when the little green little whatever lizard was invented.
Uh-huh.
The gecko.
And then he just started talking that day.
No idea.
On today in 1775, yeah, the gecko started talking.
That's what Paul Revere should have warned us about. Hey, there's a talking gecko.
There's a talking gecko among us.
Run for your life. And there's a red coat right behind him.
By the way, the red coats are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's something you need to know. Beginning on May 6th, fans will be able to stream all 6 seasons of the sitcom Reba on Netflix.
This is going to be huge.
This is going to be huge.
My mother used to watch it every day.
We have listeners that love Reba, and I do too.
Yes, I love Reba.
So she watched it every day?
Every day. Whenever it's like on the rerun, she'd have to see it every day.
Mm. Yep. Well, it aired from 2001 to 2007. I didn't realize it aired for 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it aired on the WB for the first 5 seasons. So, along with Reba, the other shows coming to Netflix include The Wonder Years.
Good show. Good show.
This Is Us.
Good show, no, but very sad.
It's so sad.
But it's good.
I know.
It's good
TV. I keep telling you I want to do it, but I can't.
It's good TV.
The Resident, White Collar, and How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, they've probably got some good shows.
Yeah.
I guess they'll raise their price again.
Oh.
Probably.
Mm. They get you like that,
they
don't
do.
They
do.
They say, look what you can have.
Yeah, but you got to pay for more. You got to pay
$5 more a month.
Yeah, it's only $1,000 a month now.
I know. Like, I had cut back on my cell phone plan, which means that I got rid of Apple Music, but Taylor Swift's music comes out tomorrow. What am I going to do?
Oh, no.
What do I do?
I don't know.
Do I pay the $10? That's basically paying for an album.
I'd buy the whole album.
Just buy it on iTunes.
I would, because you're going to listen to it every day.
Oh, I'm going to listen every day.
Yeah, and every minute you're awake, you'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's something to think about.
Okay.
Here's something you may not know. I replaced my rooster with a duck.
With a duck?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now I wake up at the quack of dawn.
Quack of dawn. That's what that noise was.
Yeah.
Got it. No, it's 6:15.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
Were you QSB Tyler Hubbard back then, right now? 6:24, it's Thursday, Barry and Holly. Watch out for the fog, thick fog, a dense fog advisory for the next couple of hours for a lot of us, and then it's going to clear off. It's going to be first half of the day is okay. This afternoon, though, here comes more rain. Probably late this afternoon. Looks like it's going to start coming in sometime after 5 or 6. So if you have outdoor plans, which I do, going to be at Snead State today, Snead State Baseball. They're playing Gadsden State today,
mm-hmm.
2 o'clock. Not sure if they're considering moving it up an hour or two just to beat the rain, but there's a lot of rain coming in.
Yeah.
And tonight, you know, we saw a lot of rain yesterday. Today could be even heavier rainfall and more lightning involved in this one. So could be some stronger storms. No tornadoes expected, but you could have some gusty winds. Just keep that in mind. Probably 4 or 5 o'clock is when it's going to start moving this way. So this afternoon, tonight, and into tomorrow morning. But then by the afternoon tomorrow, moves out for a good-looking Friday. For Talladega weekend, which, by the way, will be naming our NASCAR Math 2 winners coming up after 7. We'll give them a call. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should.
We will be calling the winners.
Yeah.
And then for Talladega at the moment, Saturday looks pretty good. And Saturday night for Walker Hayes.
Yeah.
Sunday, it's kind of iffy right now because there's a 70% chance of rain for Sunday.
Okay.
So just have to wait and see, though. Anyway, we'll be calling our winners coming up sometime after 7. And other stuff coming up. We're getting ready for Secret Sound. Starts Monday morning. We've got the sounds ready. We'll be giving you details on Secret Sound coming up in just a second.
Crazy.
Crazy but true. This is the craziest story I've seen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A lady is going to a bank, and she's looking to get a loan. Okay, apparently she's had an appointment or something, and here's what happens. The person she's going to take with her to co-sign for the loan dies like hours before she goes, which is horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But that didn't stop her.
What?
She decided to put this person in a wheelchair, push him or take him to the bank with her,
no.
Push him in there to co-sign for the loan.
No. What's the thought process during this?
I don't know.
Process.
Because, okay, if he's going to have to co-sign, I would think that means he's got to sign by using his hand and signing something.
She's like, oh, Johnny's just sleepy right now. He usually does this around this time of day.
Yeah, he's not feeling himself today. He's a little quiet. He gets Shine Banks.
He just feels a little clammy.
Yeah, he's just glad to be here. It's like a Weekend at Bernie's for real.
Yeah.
You saw Weekend at Bernie's.
Just feeling a little blue.
He's a little quiet today. But if he can just give me that paper, I'll help him sign this thing.
It says that a bank worker pointed out that the man's skin color looked off.
Yeah.
And police were called and she got arrested.
She should. This is horrible.
Yeah.
She could face charges including relating to theft through fraud and abuse of a corpse.
Oh.
She pushed the guy to the bank and he was dead.
God, you don't want to be accused of that.
No.
You don't want that on your resume.
No. And she's trying to get a $3,400 loan. She appears to hold his head up in the video and asking him to sign documents.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Nope.
Yes.
That's a big no for
this
me.
This is horrible.
Yes, that's horrible.
I mean, apparently she had like an appointment. So, you know, here she is getting ready. And she looks over there and there's Johnny. She says, Johnny.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you dead? See, we had an appointment. And now, look at you. Oh, you're going to the bank.
Are you serious? You had a heart attack just now. We're on the way to the bank.
To get my loan.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still going to the bank with me. And she threw him in the car and then carried him to the bank and put him in the chair and pushed him in there.
Oh, my gosh.
She did not think this through.
No.
Like you said, he's eventually got to sign something.
Yeah. So, like you said, we had talked on this about this off air.
Yeah.
Are they going to take his hand and just sign it for him?
I bet she was. I bet she's going to say, you know, he's had a little arthritis here, so I'm going to help him with his pen. Yeah. I bet she was.
He's on a bunch of medication. I've got to sign for him.
Yeah. Mm. Or if I can just let his thumbprint. Will thumbprint work?
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe the retina scan.
Oh,
that's weird. That is bizarre.
It's weird. It is crazy.
And she should have been arrested, and she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 628.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
WQSB, Keith Urban, and days go by at 6:37. Barry and Holly, and coming up in about 30 minutes, we have a new Keith Urban song.
We did.
We played a piece of it the other day. It's from the new Garfield movie that's coming out in about a month, and it's Keith and Snoop Dogg. Really, mostly Keith. Snoop's kind of the background. But we've turned it into a morning show song.
We have, yeah.
I think it's a great song.
I think it's a good one.
It deals with this getting up, let it roll, get your morning going, and it's got some good mornings in it, and I think it's going to be a big song.
Yeah.
We'll play that coming up. And coming up after 7, we'll be contacting our NASCAR math winners. We'll be calling the two winners, letting them know who's won the tickets to Talladega. That's on the way. And other things coming up, like we mentioned. Oh, also, we'll be announcing our next Student Athletes of the Week.
Oh,
we have this week and then next week. Then we're done for the school year. Then we'll start it back in the fall.
Okay.
So we'll have two more students we'll be honoring coming up in a few minutes. But got to talk about this. Now, I've never been in a lot of cabs or Ubers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never. But you have. You've traveled before.
Yeah, I've been in lots.
Have you ever left anything behind when you get out of it?
No, but I always double check to make sure because yes. I'm paranoid to leave like my phone or... like something that might be on me, like my lipstick.
Sure.
I don't want to leave my lipstick.
Absolutely not.
No, it's important.
No. Uber has released their annual Lost and Found Index list. It's the top 10 most commonly forgotten items, then another list of the most unusual items people are left behind when they get out of Ubers.
That's the one I'm interested in.
Now, number one, I get it. Clothing. Number one item.
But why are you taking your clothes off in the Uber?
True.
Except a jacket,
maybe? It's a jacket.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe it's a jacket.
Number two is luggage. I get that. Number three, headphones.
Oh, yeah, I get that for sure.
Wallet is number four.
Get that.
Then jewelry.
Yep.
Then phone. Ooh, phone.
Yep.
Camera, then tablet or book, and then laptop and a vape. These are the top 10 items left behind.
I can't imagine how many vapes are left behind.
Exactly. But your laptop... You must have been in a hurry when you got to that.
Yeah, I mean, to leave a laptop, geez. Give me the unique ones.
They have unusual items people left behind. They just put some of them down. Here's a few of them. Somebody left behind their frontal hair toupee.
Oh, how would that go? I mean,
how would you not know your hair is missing?
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, where's my hair at?
Where did I put my hair?
Excuse me, sir, you've left your hair here.
This is the frontal. You shall have the back toupee, but here's the front. Somebody left behind hot sauce and a breathalyzer.
Together. Okay.
Mm.
Oh.
Somebody left two containers with spiders in them.
Nope.
Live. They were alive, by the way. A tray of meat pie.
What is that?
I'm guessing like a charcuterie board or something. No. How would, why would you leave that behind?
Why would you leave meat pie? What is meat pie?
I don't know. You had one job. The wife sent you to the store to get a tray of meat. And you get home and she says, where's the tray of meat?
I left it in the dang Uber.
Uber, doggone it.
Mm.
Well, call them, tell. Would you want it if you call them and said, hey, bring me my meat back? I don't think I'd want it because you don't know what he might have done with it, or she.
I'm treading lightly.
Please do.
I am.
But I don't think I would want that. I mean,
I feel like I would be like, keep the meat pie. I'll go get another one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll replace the meat pie.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to use meat pie.
No.
Who would want that?
Exactly.
Nobody. Yeah,
picked over you. How about a jar of oysters?
Ew, no. No, yeah. No.
Somebody left behind a small rat skeleton prop. So it's a rat skeleton. A toy or a figurine.
Can't believe I left my rat skeleton in the back of that Uber. Yeah.
A great tub of surgical implants somebody left behind in an Uber.
I wonder what kind of implants.
I don't know.
It could be any kind.
It sure could. All kinds of possibilities on that one. Police grade handcuffs.
Oh, police grade.
Somebody left behind their live pet animal turtle.
Oh, poor turtle.
Yeah, I mean, here he is, think he's going out for a day on the town. Next thing you know, is his daddy just left him in the Uber.
Yeah, he thought he was going to the zoo.
Somebody left behind their waist beads and a burrito steamer.
Together.
I don't know how those two would even go together.
Maybe she loves burritos, but she needs to lose weight, so she puts the beads on. I don't know.
Someone left behind, it says, they left behind their expensive blueberries because it had a note on the blueberry box that said, these are special. The store is completely out of. There's two packages I absolutely need. So I guess somebody went to pick them up at the store and then left them in the Uber.
Oh, they left the special blueberries.
That's going to be a tough night at home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone said, my girlfriend's pregnant pills.
Like birth control?
I guess that's all it said.
My girlfriend's pregnant pills.
Yeah. And a small box containing a gnome. And then the weirdest one is it's a sensor that tells you if somebody has passed gas.
That we cannot say the word.
The F word. That other one.
The funny one.
The funny one. The toot.
Yeah,
but it's a sensor that tells when somebody's... Don't you kind of know?
Yeah.
Do you need a sensor telling you that it's happened?
I don't know.
I didn't know they sold these.
I think that it's probably one of those prop machines, you know, that you can press the button. You think it's one that senses...
Probably one that's like, it makes it sound like it's passing gas.
Yeah.
That kind of
not
sensor.
One that senses it and is like, hello, alert.
Well, someone has passed gas in your vicinity. Please. Alert the authorities.
Yeah.
Deadly. Rear end gas has been released.
Oh, no.
Please go to the shelter immediately. Yeah, it's 6:43.
WQSB, Mornings with Barry and Holly.
Brand new morning show song coming up in just a few minutes. It's a great, just a feel-good song from Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. Love it. It's called Let It Roll. That's coming up in a second. It'll be a naming air, Student Athletes of the Week. And if you'd like to go back and listen to the show, maybe you've been listening for a while and you're about to get out of the car and you're just curious what happens between 6:50 and 9. Now you can listen every day after the show is over.
That's right. And we take these episodes that we record every morning and cut it down. We cut the music out, cut the commercials out, cut the ads out, and then produce it and give it back to you.
It's a podcast, basically.
Yeah.
But it's just basically a replay of the show.
Right.
So if you want to hear this, how can they find it?
You can find it on our website if you just go to our website and click podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find it on our Facebook. It's pinned at the top. Or
Spotify.
You can find it on Spotify.
And you said that your daughter Harlow is so excited when you told her we're on Spotify now.
So yesterday I picked her up from dance.
Yeah.
And I haven't showed her the podcast yet. And they listen to me in the mornings. But
on the bus.
On the bus, But she doesn't get to hear very much.
Uh-huh.
And she's with her dad during the week. So I showed her, like, hey, if you want to hear something cool, mommy's on Spotify.
Yeah.
And she, in that moment, she listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I felt like, okay, you're doing okay as a parent. Like, I was so proud of what we're doing with this podcast and the people I hope that we can help and reach. And the purpose and mission of the podcast is just all of it. It just, it made me emotional.
Because, well, it should. I wish we had this years ago when my kids were little.
Yeah.
The same thing. They would get up, go to school. They would hear very little of the morning show, and then there's no way for me to go back and show them or play it for them.
Right.
Because it just wasn't available.
I know.
But now it is, and there's also a chance for sponsors to be on this.
That's right, Barry.
Yeah.
So I posted on our Facebook yesterday, if you're interested in being a sponsor for the podcast, we're looking for limited spots, but we are going to have some spots available, so you can reach out.
And advertise, and I'll tell you, that looking at the views and the kind of views and the people listening, it's really taken off the past few days.
It has, and we're reaching.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And so again, if you need details, you can go to a Facebook page or give you a call.
Yeah. You can email me at Holly, H-O-L-L-I, at WQSB.com.
Absolutely. And time for Holly's pile of stories, a lot of music stories. And you're telling me there's a big festival coming to Panama City?
Let me tell you, the organizers of a new festival in Panama City are not fooling around. The first ever kickoff jam is set for August 30th through September 1st.
Yeah.
It's announced as headliners, and it's going to have some big names.
Okay, who's coming?
There's Garth Brooks, Carrie Underwood, Alabama, Randy Travis, Oak Ridge Boys, Pam Tillis, Randy Houser, and Lauren Elena, and several more scheduled to perform during the three-day event.
That's a big event.
That's a big one. But hold on tight, because the three-day admission tickets start at $2.99, and it only goes up from there. Other tickets include a three-day general admission that start at $799.
Are you serious?
Yes.
$800 for a three-day ticket?
Yep, and it includes a $20 per day food credit and access to a preferred viewing area.
It should include your very own condo for $800. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so if we wanted to go, it would be $1,600.
No way.
Yeah, because you don't go alone.
No.
You don't go to a music festival by yourself.
I would love to go, but that's outrageous.
Yeah. But that, isn't that cool? All those acts together in Panama City.
$800 for like the big ticket. Now, there's cheaper ones, but still $2.99 is still high.
Yeah. What's a good concert ticket price?
If you're just going like one day, $75 is affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not affordable, but it's about as cheap as you're going to find.
Yeah.
Some place you can get them a lot cheaper, but you know, you're sitting further back. But, wow. So, Panama City, it's... Plus, then you got to deal with, okay, how's the weather going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Or the rain.
It's outdoor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder where it's going to be in Panama City.
Oh, no. We have to check on that.
Yeah. I'd love to see. Well, Time Magazine has released its annual list of the 100 most influential people, including individuals from various fields such as entertainment, politics, and sports.
Do we know any of them on there?
Yep. Dua Lipa graced the cover.
Okay.
Do you know Dua Lipa?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Well, she sang a song with Elton John.
Okay.
Is how I know her.
I know that song.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then other notable stars on the list include Michael J. Fox.
Good one.
That I'm interested to see how he's looking these days.
Sure.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
And Kylie Minogue and Mark Cuban.
Okay. So you're not on there?
I didn't make it this time.
Number 101, maybe?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think I was 105.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Gotcha.
And here's Journey's 18 times platinum greatest hits album has reached a rare plateau by notching its 800th week on the Billboard 200.
800 weeks?
800th week.
That means it's still selling enough to be in the top 200 for 800 straight weeks.
Yep. The only two other acts have ever done this before. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon remains the all-time leader with 989 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yep. And Bob Marley's Legend is at 830 weeks on the chart.
That's pretty good stuff.
That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, good company. Yeah, it's 6:55. Birthdays are next.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
USB number one song in the country, Morgan Wallen, Eric Church, and Man Made a Bar. 7-11, still some fog, dense fog advisory for a few areas for about another hour. Then sunshine and then cloudy, and then a chance of rain comes in later, about 4, or really about 5, 6 o'clock they're showing. As the window when rain begins to move in, could be some heavy rain, could be a thunderstorm, and a high of 84. So the first part of the day looks good. So enjoy your weather while you can. The rest of the weekend is kind of hit and miss showers. We'll tell you about that. Hey, time to congratulate our student athletes of the week that we have this week, and then next week, then we're through for this school year, which is crazy to say. Mm-hmm. School year is almost over.
I know.
And we've got something special planned for our high school graduates, which we'll be telling more about coming up very soon. But anyway, here's our two winners. Now, these are nominated by the schools. They must have at least a 3.0 average and play a sport. Could be any sport, like Maggie Reedy, who plays softball at Spring Garden High School, and Cameron Thompson, who plays soccer at Southside High School. They are the Student Athletes of the Week, and they'll be presented with a beautiful trophy and station T-shirt, and it's made possible by our good friends at Mike Richards Automotive, Bring Your Own Bidge Retail, and, of course, WQSB.
All right.
We'll have two more coming up next week, and that'll be the final ones. Then we'll start again back in the, coming up in the fall. Okay, time to make a call. If you don't answer, that's fine, but that'll be fun to call, because we've been playing NASCAR math now for about a couple of weeks?
Yeah, for a couple of weeks.
And some very smart players here, because some of these were tough.
Yeah.
So we're going to call our two winners, and they're both going to win tickets to Saturday and Sunday.
Right. But this is not the garage experience.
No. This first one is going to be a ticket winner. I think he qualified just a few days ago.
He did. I remember when he did.
I do, too. So we pull the names out this morning.
Oh,
he doesn't answer. That's fine.
Oh, hold on.
Hey, good morning. This is Barry and Holly at WQSB. Is Tony there?
Hey, this is he.
Hey, Tony. We're live on the radio. How you doing this morning?
Well, great, man.
Well, man, I just want to tell you that we are calling out our NASCAR math winners, and you qualified just a few days ago, right?
Yes, sir.
We've got you tickets for Saturday and Sunday to Talladega. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right.
Well, Tony, congratulations. This is Tony Nunn from Gadsden, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Tony, I remember when you called, because the first caller missed it, and then you called, and you knew the answer to the math question, because you knew all the driver's numbers without even looking at a piece of paper, right?
Yes, sir.
I remember that. Well, way to go, man. Well, Tony, if you would hang on 1 second, we'll get some more information from you, and we've got tickets for you for Saturday and Sunday. How's that?
All right, man. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hang on 1 second. So there's our first winner, Tony Nunn of Gadsden. And we'll call the other winner coming up in just a moment. Before we do that, time of the morning for Candid Kids. Kids on the way into school. What you got for them today?
My grown son asked my 9-year-old grandson, "What did you learn at school today?" And he responded, "Apparently not enough, because I have to go back tomorrow."
That's cute. Good stuff. Yeah, it's 7:14. Let's be Let It Roll. That's the QSB Morning Show song. I love that.
I love it. Can that be our anthem?
I think it needs to be.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a good, happy, feel good. Good morning, everybody. And it's just got a good sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the new Garfield movie coming out in May. We'll be giving away tickets to that coming up here soon. Hey, speaking of tickets, before we give away tickets, something we knew we wanted to do is I think we need maybe some words of wisdom, maybe a quote of the day, something you can think about, take with you, and give something that you can just carry along with you. Like, what have you got today?
So I've got one from Rosa Parks today. It says, "To bring about change, you must not be afraid to take the first step. We will fail when we fail to try."
I agree. It's like we try a lot of new things here to see if it works or not. We would never know if we didn't try.
That's right.
So take that with you to school and to work today, and maybe even take some tickets with you if you're the person we're about to call.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Now, this person is also going to win tickets, and we drew them out this morning. Let's see. I hate it when it tells you must dial a 1 or whatever, because you never know.
We never know.
We'll try without the 1.
Okay.
Of course.
Oh, you got to dial the 1?
She wants me to dial the 1.
Okay.
She's so tough.
It's anticipation.
Yeah, she's so tough.
To the audience out there, is your phone about to ring?
Yeah.
So if you're a qualifier, well, here we go.
It's a ticket winner and even more.
Oh, yeah.
More stuff.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Barry and Holly from WQSB. Is this Jaron?
It is, yes, sir.
Jaron, what are you doing this morning? Good morning.
I am headed into work, unfortunately.
You're listening to QSB, though, aren't you?
I sure am.
I can hear it.
I can hear it. Well, Jaron, we're calling you because you owe us money. You owe us $20. Yeah. No, we're calling you for...
Hey, that's fine.
No, but we're actually going to give you some stuff. You are the grand prize winner with our NASCAR math contest, and you've won tickets to Saturday and Sunday, and 2 tickets to the Talladega Garage Experience, and a chance to go meet Walker Hayes before the concert Saturday night at the track. How about that?
Woo-hoo! My My wife will be excited.
Oh, I love that.
Well, congratulations. This is Jaron Harris from Sardis. Jaron, I noticed big long-time listener. We appreciate you, Jaron, so much.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, I appreciate y'all, too. So I love listening to y'all.
Well, if you would hang on just 1 minute, we'll get some more information from you and tell you how to get those tickets, okay?
Yep, and I'll take the $20.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang on 1 second, Jaron. And coming up next, actually, we'll go ahead and do it now because these are big food stories. Make you banana bag. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, and now that it's coming to another country, but it's not here yet. KFC has a new sandwich, sort of. It's a mac and cheese taco with a fried chicken shell.
Ew.
The shell is like a taco shell, but it's made out of chicken, and it's, I don't know how they fold it. And then they put inside of it, they put in mac and cheese and some special sauce with mayo, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese inside the taco.
Yeah.
It's only available in Singapore now, but it's not in the U.S. yet. Would you try that?
I would try about a year's.
Yep. Oh, you want me to pay for it?
Yeah, I want you to pay for it.
And you can spit it out.
What's funny is that I asked you about this off air, and I was like, how do you make that taco? And you were like, I don't know. I have no idea.
It looks like a taco shell.
How do you make it look like a taco shell?
It's chicken.
You got to see the picture. It's on our Facebook.
Yeah.
McDonald's has a new ghost pepper McChicken, but only at one location.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago.
Chicago.
Why? Why don't they do these nationwide?
I don't know. It's maybe just a test. They brought this option to Chicago restaurant for a limited time. This sandwich has the McChicken and adds the ghost pepper sauce.
Wow.
Ghost pepper's hot.
Yes.
Hot.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And then Kellogg's introduces new chocolatey peanut butter Rice Krispie Treats as the latest flavor of the popular cereal snack.
Oh, I love Rice Krispie Treats.
Yes. In addition to the classic combination of marshmallows and Rice Krispie Treats, the new variety features peanut butter in every bite and a chocolatey layer coating on the bottom of each treat.
Gotcha.
So that sounds good.
Sounds good. Check them all out on our Facebook page at 727.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly.
WQSB Laney Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses, 8:15. We got a room full of folks here.
We do. We have lots of friends.
Big dogs, Barry, in the room now.
I know. Well,
there's bigger dogs out there.
One of our bosses is here.
Yeah. She's come to talk to you.
Hey, Rachel.
At your bits and pits. And
one
stuff.
Of them. Yeah, you are. You're superior to me.
Superior. That's a big word.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
But got a question here. I thought this would be perfect to ask everybody in the room.
Okay.
This is a serious one. We don't get serious very often. But they surveyed 2,000 U.S. adults and asked them, what do Americans want to be remembered for?
Oh.
Americans, they say, want to be remembered more for their creativity, according to this survey, more than for their wealth or intelligence. The survey found that at the end of their lives, 31% want to be remembered for creative pursuits, 20% picked intelligence, and 14% chose wealth. But the number one answer was doing something creative. Now, you could say other things, and there's other things people responded to, but what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you want to be remembered for one day when all is said and done? We'll go with Rachel first.
Others.
Being kind to others?
Yes.
That's a good one.
I mean, the Lord says to love one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what about you, Holly?
I want to be known for my servant's heart. I feel like I have the heart of a servant. I feel like I want to help people and help missions and help make the world a better place while we're here with each other. I think that's what I want to be remembered for.
Will the Thrill? What about you, Will?
I would agree with Holly. A servant's heart, you know, just volunteering your time, making an impact to others, you know, leaving a legacy on that front. Because when you go down and look at the wealth and until you can't necessarily carry that with you.
No.
So, and yeah, you can leave it behind, but I mean, that's just materialistic things and not, you know, valuable humanistic things.
Even the intelligence thing they put on here, I mean, it's great to have them. I would never know what that means. I've never had intelligence, but
well, there's a lot of stuff out there that I don't know and that I won't know, so
I don't care to know.
But
I would love to, because my answer is what you were saying, helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I think Danny Thomas said it right about about the money.
Yes.
About the money. It's more important to, it's not, when you're dead and gone, it's not about how much money you had. It's about who did you help while you were here.
I agree. Yeah.
And that's why we're put here, is to help others.
Well, and too, I don't know if y'all saw my sign yesterday. You know, the two words you should never worry about is yesterday and tomorrow.
That's true.
That's true, Will. I've never thought about that before.
Yeah.
So, what was that again?
The two words that you should never worry about.
Two words.
Is yesterday and tomorrow.
Yesterday and tomorrow. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, we have an award case here in the lobby. Those are great.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I'd much rather be remembered for St. Jude. What we do for St. Jude and things like that, because we've raised almost $3 million at the radio station for St. Jude. And to me, that means more to me than any of those awards out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awards are great. I don't want anybody to come steal them, but
no,
but
that's not what I'm saying.
Well, and the same thing with the contest, too. Like the winners today, they will always remember that.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with, you know, the free gas that y'all give away in the mornings and then, you know, the food coupons that Mike gives away during the midday, you know.
Sure.
Helping people out along the way.
Absolutely. Oh, we love helping.
Because, you know, the last time I checked, we're kind of all in this together.
We are.
We are.
So just help one another. Like Rachel said, be kind to one another.
Yeah.
Help each other. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. That's 8:18. Country News is next.
WQSB Mornings with Barry and Holly.
Come. WQSB's Country Music News. How about the big festival coming to Panama City Beach?
Ooh.
If you haven't heard about this, it's the first ever kickoff jam, August 30th through September 1st. Some of the ticket prices include $800. $800.
Whoa,
this is amazing.
Bananas.
Now, there are some as low as a 3-day general admission ticket as low as $299, and it goes up. Other tickets include 3-day general admission, $799, and it does include a $20 per day food credit, but $800. Now, here's who's going to be there for the 3 days. You've got Garth Brooks, Carrie Underwood, Alabama, Randy Travis, Oak Ridge Boys, Pam Tillis, Randy Houser, Lauren Elena, and that's just a few names they've already announced. There's more names to be announced. It's a 3-day event, and it's coming up August 30th through September the 1st, and tickets will go on sale soon. Wow, $800.
A lot of money.
Way out of my price range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Katy Perry has announced already, and we already know this, that she's leaving American Idol,
mm-hmm.
but she's convinced that Jelly Roll would make the perfect addition to the judging panel.
I agree.
Yes. She says, I was convinced that anything he said, he could run for president, he could be my pastor. I'm like, oh, I don't like that part. I could sell anything, so I love him. And she thinks that he would be the perfect replacement for her. Her role on
He was
American
on there about
Idol.
2 weeks ago as a mentor.
He did great.
I think he did fantastic. And, you know, there is a chance we could be talking to Mia Matthews from Center tomorrow, possibly.
Possibly.
And possibly Will Mosley.
Possibly.
From Georgia.
Possibly.
Who are two of the final 14 on the show.
And we're so proud of Mia for being from Center.
In the final 14.
I know. And we've got Mia, who is our friend, and then mm-hmm. or Will is our friend, and then Mia is our neighbor.
Yeah. So who knows? We may have both of them on the show tomorrow morning as they get ready for Sunday night. We'll have them. If it happens, we'll be sure and let you know. Here's Justin Moore's new one. This is My Dirt on WQSB. Morning Trivia is next. WQSB Tyler Childers at In Your Love. It's 8:39 with Barry and Holly. If you missed it, congratulations again to our Talladega ticket winners, Jared and Harris of Sardis and Tony Nunn of Gadsden, both winning tickets to this weekend's races. And Jared also wins a couple of extra things. He gets to go to the Talladega Garage Experience and the meet and greet passes to meet Walker Hayes Saturday night at the concert. And earlier, we congratulated a brand new student athletes of the week. This week, it's Maggie Reedy, who plays softball at Spring Garden High School, and Cameron Thompson, who plays soccer at Southside High School. Our Student Athletes of the Week, congratulations to you. They're going to receive our Student Athletes trophy and station t-shirt, and it's brought to you by Mike Richards Automotive and Bring Your Own Bids Retail. We'll have two more next week, then we're done for the school year.
Yeah, we are.
Until next fall, then the brand new school year comes up, we'll do it again.
Yep, and then we'll have Team of the Week, too.
We will. Absolutely. So I love working with the students, and now I love working with all the different sports.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've always done Player of the Week in football, but now we're getting to honor all the sports.
All the sports.
So I love that.
I love that we're including the girls.
Cheerleaders.
Bring the girls on.
Absolutely. Softball, volleyball, track, tennis, golf, whatever they play.
Swim.
Yep, swim, whatever they play.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll be having two more winners coming up next week. morning's animal story. Have you seen the picture of the boy with his pet octopus?
No.
Have you ever once considered, you know, a dog, a cat, but hey, how about a pet octopus?
I mean, I've never thought that.
A boy in Oklahoma. I would think maybe somewhere close to the ocean. Okay. Nope. Oklahoma. 9-year-old boy. Hey, his choice of pets came back years ago. He kept telling his mom and daddy, I'd love to have a pet octopus.
That would be a really cool choice.
That's what he wanted. Yeah. So they got him like a stuffed animal. Said here. He said, no, I want a real octopus. So daddy did some checking on this, and he found out that it can actually happen if you have the right aquarium. He found an store and they sell these. He purchased a California two-spot octopus and they bought the aquarium. Everything was made for the octopus, and they now have one of the most viewed octopus TikToks out there. I don't imagine there's very many octopus TikToks out there. I don't know if I brag about that, but if you go there, you go to Docked Octopus, and you can follow. The account has more than 425,000 followers on TikTok watching the boy with his octopus.
You said it wrong.
What?
It's Doctopus.
Doctopus?
Yes.
Oh, I saw an extra okay there.
No, it's Doctopus.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, Doctopus. Wait,
No, there's a T-O-K.
Doctopus. No, I'm wrong. Say it again.
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't say I'm wrong, but just say the word.
You're wrong.
I heard it the first time.
It's like D-O-C-T-O-K-T-O-P-U-S, Doctopus.
Like yeah, TikTok. You're right.
It's like TikTok.
I'm wrong.
That's where it comes in.
You're right.
No, but anyway, why don't you pull it up sometime and then see what the boy does?
Yeah.
But it's him and his octopus. But I think that is really cool. I've had an aquarium before, but never anything like that in there.
You know what? That little 9-year-old has an awesome dad.
Yeah.
That is some good parenting.
It is.
That is so sweet. I love that they were able to fill his dreams.
That is cool.
He wanted an octopus.
And what if they bought the wrong one and this thing becomes big as one they found in the ocean?
Well,
begins outgrowing its aquarium. It'll be like one of those horror movies. Kid comes home from school one day and the thing is like...
What if its arm is coming out
the window.
Yeah.
Grabbing you when you walk across the sidewalk. And
it's little sticky pads.
It grabs you on the ear when you walk by. And yeah, and they go, oh, I guess we bought the wrong one. It's bigger than we thought. Yeah, it's 8:43.
Mary and Holly on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
QSB, Nate Smith and Bulletproof. It's 8:50. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain today, but a good chance of rain comes in late this afternoon into tonight. So overall, the day should be dry. Only a 10% chance of a pop-up rain. But later, about 5 after 6, that's when a good chance of rain comes in. Could be some heavy rain, but very scattered. Not going to rain everywhere, but you could have rain. We'll give you all the details on the rain. Don't forget Saturday. Join us as we broadcast live from 8 till 10 Saturday morning. Going to be at Riverview Regional Medical Center in Gadsden. It's Heart Day. We've done this for the past few years. Great turnout, because here's what's going on. From 8 till 2 that day, for $20, you can have screenings, all kinds of screenings that include an EKG, blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, and more. They'll even have people there to talk to you about them, give you more information if you need it, and there's all kinds of screenings. If you would like to call and make an appointment, you can, 256-543-5741, or they'll take walk-ins. So again, that's Saturday. We'll be there live from 8 till 10, and the day goes on from 8 till 2. The place, again, is Riverview Regional Medical Center in Gadsden. So hey, consider, come on out, because if you go get all these tests done individually, it's going to tie up like a lot of time over days and days and days. But they're doing all this one day. It'll take you about an hour, roughly. You can have it all done in one place. So just think about it. And in the meantime, the morning's feel-good story. Actually, we're going to talk about something. This is a feel-good story, but we talked about this. Earlier, we were talking about maybe inspirational thoughts, inspirational quotes, things you need to think about and take with you.
Yeah.
And some of these could help you if you're having a bad day. Just, you know, think about stuff like this.
Yeah. So this one comes from Rosa Parks. She says, to bring about change, you must not be afraid to take the first step. We will fail when we fail to try. I think that that's really good, and I did that. I tried to go to nursing school. Yeah. We talked about this before.
Right.
I failed by a tenth of a point, and I didn't go back. And so I failed because I didn't fail to go back and try.
You didn't try.
And who knows? I could have been a nurse today.
Absolutely. And I almost didn't do this. I didn't want. I was too scared to try to do radio.
Really?
Because I've always been seriously shy. high when I was growing up, and I just didn't talk to people much. And I thought, no, I can't do that. There's no way. But somebody talked me into it, convinced me to give it a shot, and I tried it. And now I'm on the air annoying people every day.
Do you remember your early days?
Yeah.
You do? What was it like? Do you remember the nerves that you would get?
I was scared.
Yeah.
But then I got to thinking, you know, I'm looking at them. I realize there's a lot of people listening.
Yeah.
But you don't see them. If they were standing in front of me, all of them, I would be very nervous. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Because it bothers me to go do, like, concerts, get on stage.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing the people.
Right.
They're looking at you.
Yeah.
Right now it's just you. I can ignore
you. It's
just
me and you. Well, no, you don't, though.
No, but I'm talking to you. But
yeah, it's even just me and you talking.
People are just kind of leaning in on our conversation.
Yeah. When I first started, I was so nervous, I was barely able to function.
Really?
Yeah. But now I just feel like this is life's purpose kind of work.
I agree with you.
I feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Because you've done a lot of different things in your life.
Yeah, I have.
You're very good at all of them.
I've worn different hats. I have.
And you've chosen. This is the one you've always dreamed of doing.
This was the dream. This was more than nursing school. This was the ultimate dream. I mean, this was above everything. And now my dreams have come true. And that sounds so corny. I know how corny that sounds. But I can't tell you. I have lived a life with depression and anxiety.
Sure.
And I'm just so thankful because I've came out on the other side of it with this job that I love so much, and I'm able to serve all of these people every day.
We're glad that you chose to do this.
Yeah, and I'm glad that people choose to tune into us. Yeah. So thank you for listening.
It goes back to that quote again. Give them the quote again. This makes so much sense.
To bring about change, you must not be afraid to take the first step. We will fail when we fail to try.
Always try.
That's right.
You never know if you don't try. Yep. All right. 8:53.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly.